Great Destinations Radio Show.
Mind the gap.
There's more online at greatdestinationsradioshow.com.
Well, it's time to meet our travel blogger and one who gave up a successful banking career so he could travel the world. Amsterdam-based Keith Jenkins is behind the Velvet Escape. He chose the name because velvet suggests the luxury he loves. There's one destination Keith loves above all others.
One of my favorite countries in the world is South Africa, and I go there every year. The people are amazing. The nature is spectacular, both in the oceans and on the land. The food, the wines are incredible. And it's a huge value for money destination, especially right now. The rand is so low against the euro, the pound, the dollar.
And he's found his favorite part of the nation.
Cape Town is my favorite city. It's in the southernmost corner. It is so beautiful. It's absolutely stunning.
He does have a ritual that he follows every time he returns.
The very first thing I do is to have a glass of Pinotage, which is South African red wine. And I'm looking out across the water and I see the Table Mountain in front of me. I know, I'm back. And it's a great feeling.
Although Keith is a regular Cape Town visitor, he still follows the tourists to the top of the city's 1,000-metre high natural landmark.
I will never ever get tired of going up Table Mountain, taking the cable car up, doing the Chapman's Peak Drive, which is an absolutely spectacular drive from Cape Town. You can do it as a loop, as a day trip. It's one of my favorite drives in the world. And, you know, you're driving along that road and you stop by the side and you look down the cliff below. It's a bay. It's called Hout Bay. And there are two whales just swimming right below. With the weather, the light is always different. The scenery is different. It changes so rapidly because of the ocean climate.
Keith enjoys finding new places to visit in Cape Town.
The old biscuit mill, which was an old biscuit mill. Nowadays, it's a cultural center and they have markets there. A lot of artists and studios and little restaurants.
Keith says the Cape offers a good choice for first-time visitors to Africa.
It's like a little pocket of Europe on the African continent. And Johannesburg, Durban, or you know, even Botswana, Namibia are like the real Africa that people would think of. And if it's your first time in Africa, Cape Town's a great way to kind of like acclimatize.
Keith's blog features destinations nearer to home too. He's full of praise for his recent trip to Latvia's capital.
And Riga turns out to be this very, very cool city, very pretty, with a beautiful medieval core and beautiful buildings. And it's been very, very well restored. And it's got a great history. I can highly recommend it.
You can follow Keith's website and read his reports and reviews at velvetescape.com.